From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. French President François Hollande says all signs point to terrorism in Thursday night's attack on the Champs-Élysées in Paris that killed one policeman and wounded two others who were inside a van. The French leader said a passerby was also wounded. Hollande said on French television that security will be tightened ahead of Sunday's presidential election. He said we shall be the utmost vigilant, especially in relations to the election. French police said one attacker was killed. One witness told a police that the man got out of a car, pulled up near a subway station, and began opening fire with a machine gun. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley took aim at Iran and its proxy militia Hezbollah on Thursday, saying the United States would act against this growing menace. The U.S. ambassador's strong comments come a day after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson criticized Tehran, saying although Tehran is abiding by its obligations under the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action agreed between the six major powers in 2015, the deal had not stopped Iran's ability and determination to develop nuclear weapons. The entire U.N. Security Council on Thursday strongly condemned the most recent ballistic missile test by North Korea, blaming Pyongyang for greatly increasing tension in the region and beyond. The Security Council's stance comes as the administration of President Trump signals it's running out of patience with the North.
As far as North Korea is concerned, we are in very good shape. We're building our military rapidly. Answer your question on stability. I hope the answer is a positive one, not a negative one.
President Donald Trump.